You suggested elders dealing with a situation, other people judging without all the info that one day will be re-examined. Is this so, or is sin remembered? I'm not sure. I like commas, and I'm not sure how that sentence is supposed to read. There are no commas in it. But the basic idea is that I had said that if elders don't handle things properly, all of this is going to be re-examined again. And the questioner is asking, if sin is remembered no more, how is it possible that something like that is going to show up? Well, no sin is going to appear there, that's true. But our actions are going to appear. The things done in the body, whether good or bad, they're going to appear. And the reason is that the measure of my responsibility in the kingdom, we have to distinguish between the Father's house and the kingdom. In the Father's house, everyone will have praise of God. We'll be family members, home at last. We'll all be happy as we can be. But when it comes to the kingdom, God would be unkind in giving me more responsibility than I have learned to be able to bear at the present time. So in the kingdom, some will be given one city, two cities, five cities, you know, depending on their faithfulness here. So the Lord is going to set everything right. And so if someone has handled something improperly, if they haven't straightened it out down here, the Lord will straighten it out. He's not just going to slough it off, you know. It'll all be straightened out. And so every one of us will give account for ourselves to God. The chief shepherd is going to help hold the shepherds accountable. They are going to give account for our souls. And if they've been negligent, well, the Lord's going to take that into account. It's not sin. It's not a matter of sin. There's no matter of judgment there. But it is a matter of assessing the measure of my faithfulness in order to determine responsibility and also to make restitution. The Lord's going to balance all the books. He's going to deal with all these issues. I don't know how he's going to do it, but it's all going to be settled. And there won't, you know, there are some things that we can fix now. There are some things that only the judgment seat of Christ will fix, but it'll fix them all. And we're not going to have to worry about stepping into eternity with any grudges or any unsettled affairs. Nobody's going to cross the golden street to avoid somebody else. We're all going to be happy there. And in order to do that, the Lord is just. He's fair. And if something has been done, if there's been a great inequity done, if the hurt has been done, don't think that that's not going to be straightened out. It is going to be straightened out because the Lord is fair. Now, it's not a matter of sin. It's not a matter of judgment, but it is a matter of setting right all the affairs of the church. And I think that we're foolish if we think that that we can make decisions now that deeply affect the lives of God's people, and then we can just say, oh, well, it's all under the blood. We will give account of the things we have done, whether good or bad, says the scripture.